Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Senator Elizabeth Warren has now said publicly that she'll take a hard look at a 2020 White House bid. This morning, WBUR's Anthony Brooks has more on this shift in what she had been saying and whether as a presidential candidate, if she runs, she'll campaign as a populist ready to take on political corruption in Washington.
For more than a year, Warren has been swatting away questions about a White House run, saying that she's focused only on her Senate re-election campaign. But at a town hall meeting on Saturday in Holyoke, she moved a step closer to becoming a presidential candidate in 2020.
After November 6th, I will take a hard look at running for president.
Warren has done a lot to fuel speculation that she's preparing to run for president. She's raising a lot of money and campaigns frequently across the country for fellow Democrats, raising her national profile. And she's pushing big national policy proposals. In August, she introduced anti-corruption legislation and has been running ads, casting herself as the would-be sheriff who wants to clean up Washington.
The bill has six big ideas to take back our government from the wealthy and the powerful.
Among those ideas, the bill would impose lifetime lobbying bans on presidents, vice presidents, members of Congress, federal judges, and cabinet secretaries. It would also require presidential candidates to make their tax returns public, something President Donald Trump has never done.
Things are worse with Donald Trump in the White House. This is the most corrupt administration ever.
But in an interview Friday, Warren said corruption in Washington is bigger than Trump.
The problem is in the structure. It's how money influences this place and how the wealthy and the well-connected get their way over and over while everybody else gets left behind.
Warren has spent much of her career focused on corporate corruption. As a senator and now as a possible presidential candidate, she's taking on political corruption.
It's a winning issue for anyone who believes it.
Bill Curry is a former White House advisor for Bill Clinton. He's now raising money to build a grassroots movement to fight public corruption. Curry says Warren is right to make this the focus of any potential presidential campaign.
Corruption is the biggest problem we face because it's the problem that keeps all the other problems from ever getting solved. This is the closest this divided country has to a consensus on any issue.
A recent survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation bears that out. It found that corruption in Washington is the issue voters are most concerned about, more than health care, more than the economy and jobs. And it's the issue that Donald Trump tapped into when he promised to drain the swamp. Peter Ubertasio is a political scientist and dean of arts and sciences at Stonehill College. He says Warren's anti-corruption initiative is a smart way to reach voters disillusioned with Washington. But Ubertasio also says in other ways, she's not an ideal presidential candidate.
She is not extraordinarily popular nationally. She will be characterized as an elite, out-of-touch, liberal professor.
All of which could undermine her populist message. Jeff Deal, the Republican state rep who's running against Warren, has been arguing for months that she's more interested in the White House than in Massachusetts. Deal says her announcement in Holyoke proves his point.
Well, I think Massachusetts deserves, you know, a full-time senator, not a part-time author, part-time senator, and so in my opinion, if she really cares about, you know, the White House, she should make that a full-time effort and drop out of the Senate race.
That's not likely. Warren is expected to easily beat Deal, according to recent polls. But a recent Suffolk University Boston Globe poll found that 58% of Massachusetts voters say she should not run for president. Warren may be popular enough to win a second term in the Senate, but voters also recognize that running for president would be a lot more complicated. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.